Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, March 18th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by AppFigures. Leading off today, as rumors of a new iPad Pro continue to swirl, a new report from Bloomberg this week offers additional details on what to expect. According to the report, Apple could announce new iPad Pro models as early as April, with updates to the iPad Mini and entry-level iPad also expected sometime this year. The primary new detail in this report is that Apple has tested new iPad Pro models with a Thunderbolt port. Currently, the iPad Pro uses USB-C connectivity, which features the same design but more limited expandability. Upgrading that port to be Thunderbolt compatible would enable iPad Pro users to connect to different displays and other accessories. This is because while USB-C and Thunderbolt look the same, Thunderbolt enables additional power and connectivity options. Bloomberg also corroborates that the iPad Pro update will bring updated performance as well as improved camera capabilities. The new models will look the same as the current iPad Pros and come in the same 11-inch and 12.9-inch screen sizes. And as has been previously reported, Bloomberg says that a mini LED display is expected to come to the larger model. The report goes on to say that Apple will also unveil a thinner and lighter version of its entry-level iPad later this year. This follows a previous supply chain report that indicated the new 9th generation iPad would feature the same 10.2-inch display as the current model, but would be significantly lighter and thinner, with a design based on the iPad Air 3. Finally, a new iPad Mini could also come as early as this year, according to Bloomberg. The current iPad Mini features a 7.9-inch display, and previous supply chain reports have suggested that the new iPad Mini will be 8.4 inches with smaller bezels, a home button, Touch ID, and Lightning connectivity. So to recap, it looks like we'll be getting an iPad Pro update sometime in April, followed by updates to the $329 iPad and iPad Mini sometime in the fall. But Apple is also planning to bring mini LED to other devices in the future. In a new research note obtained by 9to5Mac, reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo says that mini LED displays will be used in the MacBook Air by 2022, but the iPad Air will switch to OLED display technology in 2022. Kuo explains that although Apple will adopt mini LED displays for the new iPad Pro, other iPad models will switch to OLED starting in 2022. Mini LED panels offer the same benefits as OLED, such as deeper blacks, but they aren't as vulnerable to burn-in. But mini LED as a technology is more expensive, so Apple plans to bring OLED to the cheaper iPads and save mini LED for the higher-end iPad Pros. Unlike the iPhone, in which Apple had to use a custom OLED panel that is folded at the bottom, the OLED displays that it brings to the iPad are flat. So this means the cost of the OLED panels used on the iPad starting next year will actually be somewhat similar to what Apple currently pays for the LCD panel. Apple has no plans to bring OLED to its productivity devices because of burn-in concerns, which could be more noticeable on devices where users use the same software for hours. For this reason, Apple is expected to use mini LED in the MacBook lineup. The MacBook Air will get mini LED by 2022, and of course, rumors have suggested that Apple is working on new MacBook Pros with mini LED to come sometime later this year. We are sponsored this week by AppFigures. Do you want to get the numbers behind popular apps and games? This Week in Apps is a new newsletter from AppFigures that rounds up mobile trends and apps every week. It's data first with no fluff, so you can always know the top apps and games, the details behind their performance, and so much more. This Week in Apps is a highlight of my inbox every Friday, and you don't want to miss out. Sign up for free at appfigures.com/newsletter. That's appfigures.com/newsletter. My thanks to AppFigures for supporting 9to5Mac Daily. We've already detailed a handful of new features coming to Apple Maps in iOS 14.5, including user reporting for things like speed traps and hazards, similar to what you have in Waze. Now, it looks like Apple is also working on a new feature to show users how busy a particular point of interest is before they visit. Apple has updated its privacy menu in the Location Services part of the Settings app to describe a new feature that would use location data to aggregate details on how busy a business is. Apple explains that this privacy-preserving feature would use anonymous location data to let users know if a point of interest is open and busy. The data would be collected when you open an app near that point of interest. Apple explains it like this, quote, "When you open an app near a point of interest, for example, a business or a park, your iPhone will send location data in an anonymous and encrypted form to Apple, which Apple may aggregate and let users know if that point of interest is open and how busy it is." End quote. So this makes it somewhat unclear if the feature would be based around Apple Maps data or the use of third-party apps, but it is definitely something the company is working on. If the feature sounds familiar, it's because Google already offers a similar capability via Google Search and Google Maps, which it refers to as live visit data. You've probably seen this before when you search for something and you see a bar graph that shows estimated popular times and live data for the current level of busyness. As of yet, it's unclear how Apple plans to implement this feature, but the most obvious explanation is that it's coming to the Apple Maps app. The data is there to suggest that this feature could come with iOS 14.5, but it's not yet live. So it's possible that Apple adds it in a later beta, or that it's saving the feature for a future release of iOS altogether. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.